More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I learned my lesson a long time ago. I rarely get involved in primary races because you usually just make a bunch of people really mad at you. But this one I'm willing to get involved in because I think it's that important. But before I get to that, I want to tell you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. If you've been looking at your financial portfolio and what's happening on Wall Street and you're terrified to open that envelope that comes in the mail with your financial statement, it is time for you to call Legacy Precious Metals and make sure that you're diversified. You've been seeing what the market's doing. It's insane. Up 1,000 points, down 1,000 points, down 800, down another 1,000, down another 500. It is brutal what's happening in our economy right now. And that is exactly why many are investing in gold and silver. Now, I've been doing this now for, when I say literally decades. Why? Because when there's a really bad day on Wall Street, I know I'm diversified. When we see the trends that are happening right now, I know that I am diversified, so I don't have to worry because I have a financial portfolio that is not all eggs in one basket with Wall Street. If you've never looked at precious metals, call Legacy right now and get their free investor's guide. Their number, 866-473-6204. That's 866-473-6204. There's a reason why Newt Gingrich, Trish Regan, Larry Kudlow, and many others, just like myself, trust Legacy Precious Metals. Go online to legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also want to remind you very quick, if you've not hit that subscribe or auto-download button so you get our podcast alerts every day so you know we've got the new show out there, make sure you hit that real quick while you're listening. Now, there is a primary in Pennsylvania in the Senate race there. And it's one that has gotten national attention because it has a famous name in there. A guy by the name of Dr. Oz. It is a three-way really tight race right now. And one of the people that is in that race is a guy that I want you to know about. It's a man who not only has served his country, but has really done things in the past with some of the most brilliant political minds. And then as a CEO in the private sector, a former Bridgewater CEO, has done amazing things. He's a man who attended West Point. He served in Iraq during the Reagan administration. And this is a very tight race. Now, a good friend of mine, Ted Cruz, has endorsed McCormick, and he went on the campaign trail with him. And joining me now to talk about this crazy race is the man that I was just talking about. Let me just say, David, welcome. I appreciate you coming on. I know you're at the end of this race, but I think it's such an important race in this country. And look, you have it is the weirdest race, and it's weird because you have Dr. Oz, who I would describe as a hardcore liberal who decided to become a conservative, and he got an endorsement, and many would argue the most important endorsement in the country of Donald Trump, and then that really helped him move forward. But you look at who Dr. Oz is, and I'm going to ask you straight up, what is the biggest difference between you and Dr. Oz in this race?
Well, thanks for having me, Ben. It's great to be with you. You know, there's two things. You know, right now voters are trying to figure out whether they can have a nominee who's a conservative that shares their values. And Mehmet Oz, on every, you know, or most significant conservative issues, has held a series of positions as a major media person that are completely different than what he's saying he believes now. Let me give you some examples. In the past, on his shows, you know, on radio and things he's written, he's been pro-abortion. He's been anti-gun and has written explicitly about a number of things that would further restrict the Second Amendment. He was a paid supporter and someone who spoke and sold the notion of Obamacare, paid for by the California Endowment, which is a very liberal group. He's pro-gender transitions for children. And
not just pro-gender transition. He did this on national TV, and if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, in 2019, he was advocating for transitioning children at an early age, which was shocking to me that then all of a sudden he's like, hey, I'm a hardcore conservative.
Exactly. And finally, he's written and explicitly said that, this was a few years ago, that Pennsylvania should undertake a ban on fracking, just like that was the one that was put in place in New York, which, of course, fracking is really the key to Pennsylvania's economic future. So on every one of these issues, and then when he decided he can run for the Senate, he presented himself as America First Conservative and will not address any of these positions, and essentially says that they really don't represent his views. And he's flip-flopped on every major issue. So I've done all I can to make sure that that contrast is clear, because people right now want to vote on who shares their values. They want to vote on who can win the general election, and they want to vote for someone who's going to go to Washington on day one and fight for those values, but also be able to deal with the crisis that our country's in right now. The second difference, and is that, listen, when I was serving the 82nd Airborne Division under Ronald Reagan, Mehmet Oz, who was born in Ohio as a U.S. citizen, volunteered for the Turkish military, put on the Turkish uniform, developed very close business ties in Turkey, is currently being paid by the Turkish government as a paid spokesperson for Turkish Airlines, which is government-owned, and has very close relationships with the senior members of the Turkish government. And he's a dual citizen, a Turkish citizen, an American citizen. Now, the reason that's important, I want to be clear on this, is that Turkey is an adversary of the United States. It's a pro-Iran, pro-Syria, anti-Israel. You just saw it in the last couple of days.
By the way, the same Iran that chanced death to America. Let's be very clear about that.
Exactly. And so I've just been very direct on this. Mehmet Oz could not get a security clearance as a first-year analyst in the CIA or in the military. And so what I've said from the beginning is, Mehmet, you've got to, if you're America First, you've got to renounce your Turkish citizenship. And if you're going to be a U.S. senator, you got to represent, your allegiance has to be solely to America. And that, he has not responded well to that. He said eventually that he would renounce his citizenship if he was elected.
Only if. Keyword, only if. Only if. Basically, you elect, if I get elected, then I'll give it up. But I'm not going to do it before then because I'm making too much money off this arrangement.
Exactly. And so those are the big differences. And listen, we talked a little bit about this. I'm a battle-tested guy. I grew up in a small town, Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, playing football and wrestling and hunting, and went to West Point. Wrestling got me into West Point and 82nd Airborne Division, Ranger School, combat in Iraq, and then came back to Pennsylvania and ran a company that created 600 jobs in Pittsburgh, and then went on to work at the senior levels of the government and the National Security Council, and then went on to run a major investment firm. So when I say I'm battle-tested, I mean, I've been there in a lot of tough spots, and when I say I'm Pennsylvania true, I'm a seventh-generation Pennsylvania. I still own my family farm. My mom and dad are there. My brother has a farm across the river, and I'm deeply connected to Pennsylvania. I guess that's the third difference between Mehmet Oz and I, which is that he, went to graduate school in Philadelphia, but otherwise has never lived in Pennsylvania. And his main connection is his wife's family lives in Pennsylvania. So I've
I want to get back to one thing you said a minute ago, because it's important. And I want to get back to the abortion issue for just a moment, because I think it's such an important issue in this campaign. You are clearly pro-life, and Dr. Oz clearly throughout his career has not had the same stance that you have and now has flip-flopped on that. You look at what's happened with the Democrats. They even went after a pro-life group and firebombed one of an offices last week. You look at how they've released this early and had this leak and treated the people that leaked it like a hero. They're attacking and going after the private residents now of these Supreme Court justices. You and Dr. Oz are very different on this issue, which is a core issue, I think, in this primary.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. First of all, the violence that we're seeing is absolutely unforgivable, and I think we should call that out. There's so many things the left says about the right being violent, and here we have a case where the extreme left is just creating fear, and it's completely unacceptable. On this question, if in fact the Supreme Court brief becomes the law of the land, I think it's a great step forward in protecting innocent life. I think it also puts that decision back where it belongs at the levels of the state and individual voters. And I'm in favor of legislation and decisions that pushes us much further along in terms of protecting innocent life. And so I think this is a great step forward. And I also think that we should be promoting a culture of life. And I see great strides in our country on this. You know, I went to the March for Life, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago in Washington, I sort of lost track. And I called my wife on the way home and I said, there's lots of observations from here. But the one that really stuck with me was this whole generation of young people that were leading the charge. And it just gave me such hope that let me say this,
because I know that you've got to get on to your next flight. But I want to say this. If you have family or friends tonight and you're listening, you need to talk to them about this primary that's going to happen on Tuesday. It is a three-way, very tight margin of error race. And I want to say to you, David McCormick, I want you to have a great day on Tuesday. And I appreciate you coming on, speaking to so many people. But everyone listening, whether you're there or you have family or friends that are there, you need to be helping and getting involved last minute. It's such an important race. Good luck on Tuesday, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm asking for the vote of your listeners in Pennsylvania. It's a critical moment for the country, and I will go and fight for core conservative values and make a real difference at a time of crisis.
David, again, I really appreciate you coming on. It is a huge election day, and I hope that many people will share this podcast that may not have ever heard you, and really the differences between you and the other two candidates, because this is such a tight race. So I hope that many people listening will share this podcast on social media. You never know who could hear it in Pennsylvania. Tag it with Pennsylvania. If you have family and friends there, send it to them as well. There's also the other part of this race that I mentioned earlier, and I do want to spend some more time talking about. And that is, obviously Donald Trump endorsed Dr. Oz. And that's significant, right? Because Dr. Oz is a guy that I don't think would be this tight in this race if it wasn't for Donald Trump.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
when I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I people ask why Dr. Oz got that endorsement. Look, I think he and Donald Trump knew each other. And I think they had a friendship. They both spent a lot of time down in Florida. And I think he thought, hey, I can, you know, Dr. Oz is a guy like me that was TV guy and see a lot of one another right in that. I see a lot of him and, you know, us were the same. Now, look, if you remember, Donald Trump was not a hardcore conservative most of his life. And there were a lot of people that are concerned. There was a reason why I supported back then Ted Cruz in the primary. Now, Donald Trump and I are, I consider him to be a good friend now. I support him. We disagree on this one. And I understand it's probably more of a friendship endorsement than it is based on what Dr. Oz has actually said. That's part of the reason why, excuse me, so many people are shocked that he didn't endorse David McCormick, who's, you know, he said, look, I've been American first my whole life. And he mentioned that a moment ago. I mean, you're running for Senate. He emphasized not only his military service in his closing ad that just came out saying, I've been American first my whole life. I'm the one that volunteered when I was 18 and put it all on the line. And he did. It's a guy that graduated from West Point Military Academy, went on to serve in the Persian Gulf War as part of the Army's All-American 82nd Airborne Division. And his pitch is, hey, you got 2 days from now, you know, right on Tuesday, when this 2 days when this ad came out, you got to decide. And it's tight. You got McCormick, you got Oz, you got Kathy Barnett. And the most recent poll found that McCormick might have a very narrow lead over his challengers going into the final weekend. Democrats have signaled they see McCormick as their biggest threat in the general election, by the way. They're smart. They understand that they think they can probably beat up on Oz because of his past. I mean, Dr. Oz is a hardcore liberal, in my opinion. I said that earlier, and I say it now. And I think they want him because he's the easiest one to beat in the general. And that's something that we as conservatives have not done a good enough job of policing. Democrats, they do a much better job of looking at, okay, well, maybe this person can win a primary, but can they win the general? Because does it really matter if you win a primary and get your brains beat into the general? And a great example of this is a guy like Mitt Romney. You know, Dr. Oz, in many ways, I think is kind of the Mitt Romney. Yeah, all right, he maybe can win a primary, but does he get hammered in the general? Same thing with John McCain, right? The establishment said, well, those are the two guys. How did that work out for us? And remember, when Donald Trump was running, who is it that they said was the guy? Jeb Bush. How'd that work out for us? It was a disaster. And so I think Dr. Oz is the guy that clearly the Democrats want in the primary. And I think second, they would probably want Kathy Barnett. But the most recent polling shows that when people look at these candidates and they actually ask questions and you hear what you just heard from McCormick, that it's, I think it's very clear that he's a hardcore conservative and has been his entire life. And that's the reason why Democrats have really been doing a number trying to discourage conservatives to back McCormick, because they understand he's the biggest threat in the general election. They are apparently salivating at the prospect of running against Barnett in November. I'm incredibly optimistic about our future. This is the American story. We get to the edge. We board ourselves back, McCormick said in his closing ad. I come to you as someone who's a true conservative. There's no doubt he is the most conservative guy in this primary. I'm asking for your vote. As he said, the stakes couldn't be higher because the country is headed in the wrong direction. We agree on that. He also condemns the weakness in our leaders and the wokeness in our institutions. And the weakness that we see in our leaders, the wokeness that we see in our institutions, our schools, our military, our businesses, it's taken our country on a path that we're not going to recognize. McCormick told voters that this election is the most important Pennsylvania race in their lives. I couldn't agree more. It matters who you pick for this Senate seat. This Senate seat is the most important race in Pennsylvania in our lifetime, because this will determine whether you have a strong conservative leader in the Senate or someone who will fight for America First policies, someone who will stand up and know what they will do on day one. Now, I personally think that his military service record right now is so important. You have so much going on in the world right now, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's the rise of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, we're being told now in the Middle East again because of the way we pulled out, what's happening with Vladimir Putin, what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening with China. I think military service right now is extremely important, and we need more of it in the Senate. He said, if I'm elected your senator, I'm going to Washington and fight for pro-growth economic policies as well. He understands this. Why? Because he's a guy that has been a CEO of a company and understands the private sector. He understands regulations from the hardcore left are killing us. And that's the reason why he said, I'm going to fight immediately for deregulation. I'm going to fight, he also said, for energy independence. He understands it as someone who has actually had to play ball in the private sector, not play a fake doctor on TV. He said, someone asked me the other day, are you America First? And I said, I've been America First my whole life. This is a really important race because, yes, you can get a Republican, okay, out of this primary. But there's real Republicans, and then there's this roll the dice Republican. And I've personally had way too many problems with the roll the dice Republicans. I think most of you guys would probably agree with me. I'm not willing to take more chances. Roll the dice Republicans are what give us Mitt Romney's, okay? I'm not willing to do that anymore. I'm sick of the roll the dice Republicans. I have had enough. And I don't know why in this scenario, and I get it. I'll say this. I think Oz would be a non-factor in this race if it wasn't for the Donald Trump endorsement. And Donald Trump and him obviously have a relationship. Donald Trump and him obviously have a lot in common. They both came from TV to move into politics. And I can respect that, but I can also disagree, right? I can totally, completely respect it. But I can also disagree. And I just, this was the, you know, 99% of the time who Donald Trump supports and endorses, I'm all in. But this one with Oz, I'm just not. It doesn't make sense to take that risk. It just doesn't. You look at his record, look at what he said in 2019 about transgender, you know, surgeries and hormone replacement for children. You can't convince me that he's changed that much since 2019 on an issue that important. You just can't convince me that that is a something that we should be willing to compromise on. There's a sense of urgency right now in this country, and a sense of urgency that we've got to get things and right the ship quickly, and we can't be taking risks with Mitt Romney 2.0s that screw us on votes that are tight. And in this Pennsylvania race, there is no reason to make that risk. There's no reason to take that risk. We don't have to. We have a hardcore conservative candidate. So why on earth would we risk it with this, you know, throw it up in the air and see what happens, right? Throw Jell-O against the wall and hope it sticks. We don't have to do that here. So why would we? I'll say it again. If you live in Pennsylvania, you got family and friends or social media that you can post, this is one of those races that is going to impact any state that you're listening to us in right now, because that's how tight the Senate is. So you can say, well, I can't vote in this. Yeah, but you can get involved. And you can help influence other conservatives out there. It's going to be tight. And it's going to be an important race.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to switch gears to something else that is big with these Republican primaries. And it's not just in Pennsylvania. But liberals, you know, they always say that they're about love and harmony and kindness and getting along, right? They, you know, they want you to understand that we're all in this together in life, right? That there's, you know, they just want you to, to see it from their perspective. Right, they're tolerant of everyone. Remember, they're the party of tolerance. How many times have you heard Democrats actually say that they're the party of tolerance? So are liberals really keeping it calm and collected in the wake of the leaked Alito opinion that they obviously are totally fine with, and the, you know, the publishing of the private home addresses of the conservative Supreme Court justices, and Alito actually having to move to a undisclosed location, his family being targeted online, and people wishing the worst things you can wish on human beings, right? Are they really keeping it together? Let's start with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy reacting after the draft opinion suggested that the Supreme Court may overturn Roe v. Wade. And then I want you to hear other Democrats and how they're reacting to all this.
Has been declared on the American woman.
How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
We are not going back.
Yeah, they're trying to criminalize our bodies. Yes, they're trying to move toward states' rights, and we all know what states' rights means.
Now, let me just remind you, this is the same party that can't define what a woman is. Same party that put somebody on the Supreme Court that says she's not a biologist. Now, they seem to know a hell of a lot about women all of a sudden. Have you noticed that? They've really gotten their heads out of their rear end. Like, oh, well, we can tell you what a woman is now. A week from now, maybe not. But right now, if you're a woman, you've got, you know, a vagina, and you don't have a penis, well, by golly, you're a real woman now. That's what you are. We're going back to feminism. Keep your hands off my body, my choice. Well, you're the people that have said that dudes can be chicks. You're the party that has said that men with a penis can actually be a woman, can identify as a woman, and you can't say anything to stop them. Now, let me also remind you, that's the same party that's all about just be tolerant of us, okay? We just want you to be tolerant of our extremism. We want you to be tolerant of our ways of life, right, and our viewpoints of life. We just want you to be tolerant. Does any of this that I'm playing for you right now sound like they're tolerant? Listen to psycho Elizabeth Warren. Does this sound like tolerance?
Never!
Not ever!
Never!
The founding fathers...
Never! Ever! You hands off my body forever! These people are crazy. Let's just back that up just a little bit. Let's get a little more Elizabeth Warren in here. Because this is intense.
It means...
Not ever!
Not ever!
The founding fathers didn't recognize abortion as a fundamental right because the founding fathers were racist, misogynist jerk faces who didn't believe that women had any rights at all.
By the way, that was actually on MSNBC. Jerk faces. I like that one. Diaz, my producer's cracking up in the other room. Yeah, these founding fathers of America were misogynist, racist jerk faces. Sounds like a lot of tolerant people over there. I mean, liberals are really keeping it calm and collected, right? In the wake of leaked Alito opinion that they leaked. Oh, it gets better.
50 years of rights, the decades of precedent that has just been spit on and thrown away in this draft opinion.
No one is.
By the way, that's not what happened. If you look at the draft opinion that was leaked, it's very clear. They didn't say they're banning abortion. They did say it was a states' rights issue. No one said it's banned. And by the way, abortion is not going to be banned if Roe v. Wade is overturned. It's going to give it back to the states. And there will be states like California that are actually going to help pay people to fly in. They're going to have abortion tourism, we're being told. Yeah, abortion tourism. Because that's now a thing in California. Come to California so we can help you kill your child. They're having money that they're actually setting aside for that. I wish I was joking. Unfortunately, I'm not. And they're going to have a abortion objective in California. And other states, I'm sure, will follow suit. They're going to say, come to our state and kill your child. We'll help you do it. Right? Like, come to our state and we will totally hook you up with an abortion. If you can't afford it, we'll help funnel money to you or help you pay for it. Again, not a joke. I wish it was. But they don't want you to actually know any of that. No. They want you to believe that this is the, you know, taking away every right, even though it's not. It's giving it back to the states. And there are going to be states that are going to love to sell you abortions, who are going to be pro, give them away, like California. They're going to subsidize it because this is how sick the left actually is. But again, the same people on the left say, hey, we're keeping it cool. We're keeping it calm and collected, okay?
Safe. This overturning Roe will be a mass criminalization event.
And honestly, at this point, I think we're all right to question the legitimacy of the court.
It read like an...
Yes, legitimacy now, the court, right? Now the court, because they're doing their job and looking at the Constitution, is illegitimate. So now we're going to stalk people on the court, right? We're going to stalk them. We're going to give out their home addresses. We're going to put them in a place where they can be harmed and their families could be harmed. We're going to make it where Supreme Court justices have to go into hiding. By the way, doing a lot of this is actually illegal. Intimidating a judge and making it clear that a judge is being threatened is supposed to be a federal offense. I'm sure no one will get charged with that, of course, because why would that ever happen, right? No, that would never happen because they're a bunch of liberals. But they are tolerant, folks. They are tolerant of different people's opinions. I'm being sarcastic. Well, you need to understand about the left, and Elizabeth Warren is one of the people screaming in here. What these people have learned is we trample anyone and anything, including the Constitution, including our founding fathers, if you get in the way of what we demand of our psychotic nature. Because this is psychotic. When you act this way, and you do something that's unprecedented, linking a draft opinion from within the Supreme Court, going rogue, putting people's lives at risk, and then you go out in the streets and you're the one that's screaming. You're the one that's losing your mind. You're the one undermining the court saying it's no longer a legitimate court, which it clearly is.
Anti-abortion activists wrote it, not a Supreme Court justice.
These justices...
By the way, a Supreme Court justice did write it. But this is how you dehumanize people. Which Democrats do so well, right? You're racist, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, you're all of these things if you're a conservative, right? They do a really good job of dehumanizing conservatives. It's one of the things that they are unbelievably good at and skilled. I mean, they are skilled at destroying people's lives and attacking human beings. This is their thing. Like, if you want to know what Democrats are good at, this is it. We will dehumanize you. We will destroy you. We will tell people that you're no longer a Supreme Court justice. You're an activist. And they'll attack now your religion and Christians, right? They're already going after Christians in all of this. They're attacking Christians in a way that is disgusting. And they're turning Christian conservatives into public enemy number one. Like, that's the new thing now. Just know this. This is their thing. This is what they do. I wish I could say that this montage is done. It's not. I'm barely halfway through it because this is how psycho they are.
Are acting like this is somehow something that they have the right to change. They do not have the right to change this. And this Supreme Court has said they don't care. They don't care about those women. What they care about is imposing their extremist view on the rest of the country.
By the way, they're looking at the law. That's what they're doing. They're looking at the law. They're looking at the Constitution. They're looking at how the United States Constitution was written. And there is one point you need to understand. And I've said this before, but it's, again, it's something that really needs to be driven, a point that needs to be driven home. You notice that the Democrats hate our Constitution. And they want to just get rid of it and trample it and run over it and burn it. And the reason why is because the Constitution keeps standing in the way of them turning us into a full-blown communist country where they are the dictators and they are the tyrants, right? I mean, that's what this really is. They despise the Constitution. They hate the Constitution because it gets in their way over and over and over again. And that's why they undermine it. That's why they dehumanize it. And that's why they've gone after these Supreme Court justices the way that they've gone after them. Right? They say they're no longer justices. They're right-wing, fanatical, conservative, Christian nut jobs. Right? That's what they're now saying. That's what they claim that they are. They're no longer Supreme Court justices. This is how you dehumanize people. So if you want to know why primaries, wherever they're happening, are so important and that you get involved is so important, this is why. This is why I tell you about certain people that are running that I think are good human beings. But we can't just sit on the sidelines anymore, folks. We got to act. Don't forget, we do a podcast each and every day. You can download the Ben Ferguson podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Download them. See you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.